We're ending Perek HaSoichas Umnina, Perek HaSoichas HaPoelim, and the Gemara today's daf actually referenced Yaakov Avinu and his Avoida, literally and figuratively, that he did by Lavan, just to talk a little bit about the psukim that are in the end of Parshas Vayetze. These are some of the hardest psukim in the Torah, certainly the Taich, and get a little bit of a feel, maybe in Pnimius, of what exactly is going on. So the psukim really begin in the second part of Parshas Vayetze. So Yaakov Avinu comes to Beis Lavan, he marries Rachel or Leah, and then Rachel, and he works for Lavan for 14 years, and he already has a family. The Shiftei Ka are being born. Says the pasuk, "Vayikasha yolda Rachel es Yosef." It was after Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Vayomer Yaakov Lavan. Yaakov told Lavan, "Shalcheni ve'elche el mekaymi ularetz." We had a deal. I was going to work for you for 14 years. I finished my deal. I want to go back home. I want to go to my father Yitzchak. I want to go to Rivka. I want to go back home. To know as Nashe Vesiyola. They give me permission, please, to take my wife and my children. Asher avadati oischo behem, which I worked very hard for you for. Ve'ilecho, I want to leave. Ki ata yodates avidosi asher avadaticho. Because you know how erlecho was and how hard I worked. And now it's time for me to go home. Vayomer Elav Lavan. So Lavan told him, Im no matzasi chen beinecho, nichashti vayivarcheni Hashem beglolecho. He says, I want to make you an offer. He says, you understand that when you were here, I had tremendous bracha. And nichashti, I did my nichushim, and it's clear to me that it was vayivarcheni Hashem beglolecha. That this was shloike derech hateva, and this was bracha and ashpa that I got because of you. Vayoymar, so he said, nokfa schorcha alai ve'ateinu. Why don't we sit down, let's negotiate a deal, make a proposal. I want you to continue working for me because I want continued bracha. So, make me an offer, I can't refuse. And like this, we'll be able to continue to work together. Vayomer Elav. So Yaakov tells Lavan, Ato yodato is asher avadaticha. Ve'isa ashehoyim miknecha iti. He says, you know how hard I worked for you already. Ki ma'at ashehoyim lecha lefonai. You had very, very little. Vayifoitz l'roif. And then when I came, all of a sudden you had tremendous shefa. Vayivarech Hashem oyischa l'ragli. And Hashem benched you because of me. Va'ato and now mosai eser gam anoichi l'ba'isi. I'm done. I did my time. I understand. You had tremendous bracha because of me. I want to go back. Vayoymer. So Lavan persisted. He said, Mo'etan loch. There has to be something I can get. Vayoymer, Yaakov. So Yaakov said, Lo'isitein li mo'uma. So I don't want you to give me anything. They go back and forth. And finally Yaakov says, you know what? You're persisting. I'll make a deal. And they go and they strike a very, very convoluted deal. The gist of the deal is that Lavan takes all his tzayin and he divides it into two groups. We have the tzayin that are of one color, like the white sheep or the black goats. And we have all the tzayin and the goats that are colored or that are made up of taruvos of colors. Yaakov tells Lavan, I'm going to be a roya for you. And the deal is going to be like this. Any animal that's going to be born, that's going to be a regular mainstream animal, that you're going to get. And anyone that's going to be azoy gefochten, that I'm going to take. Now, the mitzias is that most animals turn out to be a singular color. So really, what Yaakov was proposing was heavily favored in the interest of Lavan. Regardless, Yaakov says, if you want, that's the deal I'm willing to make. Now, to make it even more difficult, what they do, l'chatchila, is they remove all the animals from the tzayin that already have these spots. Because if you have an animal that spots, just based on genetics, you would think there's a higher probability that it's going to give birth to another animal that's going to have these spots. Either way, Yaakov Mamish, he concedes every little point to Lavan. They go ahead, and this is what they do. And sure enough, the Torah says, "Vayifroitzo ish ma'od ma'od." That love Yaakov's chelik and all the animals that Yaakov was going to be entitled to did extremely, extremely well. Vayihiloitzoin rabbis ushvachos ugmalin vechamoyer. Either way, one day, Vayishma es divrei b'nei Lavan lemar. Yaakov hears that the children, or the chevra, of Lavan saying, Lokach Yaakov es kol ha'shel avinu, me'ashel avinu osa es kol ha'kovet hazeh. Yaakov gets wind of the fact that Lavan's not happy with him anymore. And he realizes that it's just a matter of time before Lavan's going to come back to him, even though a deal's a deal's a deal. But he's dealing with Lavan, right? So he understood that the good times are coming to an end. So he decided that he needs a preemptive strike. And he started seeing on Lavan's face already as well. And then all of a sudden Yaakov has a nevuah, and Abishta comes to him and he tells him, I want you to leave, and I want you to go to your Zayda's house, and I want you to go to the place that you were born, and I'm going to be with you. So Yaakov has this nevuah. So he immediately goes and he calls for Rachel and Leah. He calls them into the field where he's working, and he says as follows: Roya anoichi es pnei avichem. He says, I see the face of your father. It's not the same that it was. And I want you to know I had a nevuah. And then he goes on and he says, Vatena Yadatim. He says, I want to give you a little bit of context here. You know, this is the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. Vadichan Hesobi, and your father he chepped with me. Vehechleves maskurti, aseres moin, and there were 10 times that he went ahead and he fooled me. But I had tremendous shmir al yoin, and that's the only reason that he wasn't successful. And he says, finally I made a deal with him, and even now I understand that something is not good, and he wants to come after me. And I was told from Shemayim that you have to run away. I want to run away. I want you to come along with me. Are you willing to take the children and come with me to your in-laws? We're going to go now to Yitzchak. We're going to go to Rivka. The pasuk says that Rachel and Leah heard Yaakov out, and they said 100% we're on board. We're ready to go. So the pasuk says, Vayakom Yaakov, Vayisez Bonav, Vesnashav Alagmalim. Mamish, this is a covert mission. He takes the family. He went away towards Arzakanan. In the meantime, Lavan was doing his thing with his sheep. And on top of all that, Rachel also stole the trophim. This avoid the Zara that Lavan used to worship. Pasuk says, "Vayignev Yaakov a slave Lavan Arami." Yaakov stole the heart of Lavan Arami. Al beli higid loy ki bireyachu, and he didn't tell him that he was running away. Vayivroichu v'chol ashaloi vayokem vayavres hanor. He even crossed the river. Vayosim as pun of Har Gilad, and he started going towards Har Gilad. Either way, vayugad the Lavan by yoyim ashlishi ki baruch Yaakov. It took 3 days, but at the end of 3 days, Lavan was told that Yaakov ran away. Vayikach es echavimoy. And he took with him Chevron, and he took the whole family with him. So the pasuk says, "Vayudav Akrav Derech Shivas Yom." Lavan runs after Yaakov. It took him 7 days, and then finally, at the end of 7 days, he got really, really close to where Yaakov was. The pasuk says that night, mamish, where Lavan is camping, right where Yaakov is, Vayovel Lokim Lavan Arami B'Chaloyin LaLaylo. A malach comes to Lavan in a dream. Vayomer, he tells him, "Yishama lecha pentadabrim Yaakov mitoy v'arab." Be very careful the way you talk to Yaakov. I know you're angry, but be very, very careful. Mitoyv v'adra. Vayasik Lavan es Yaakov. No, Lavan has this nightmare. He wakes up in the morning. He goes Vaikner. He finally comes to Yaakov, and he tells him, "Vayomer Lavan leYaakov, ma asisa? What did you do? Vatignoy v'slavavi, you stole my heart. Vatinayges benoisai kishfuya ischarev, and your mama, she took my daughters, and if you're taking them into captivity, lama nachbeisal evroyach? Why would you do this? Vatignoy v'isi, you were going to my das. V'lo yegadet to leave. Why didn't you tell me? You should have told me you wanted to leave. This is Lavan at his best. V'ashaleichachob besimcha, I would have laughed. You know what an entourage you would have had? U'beshirim, betoif, u'bechiner. I would have made you a sort of preda. You should have told me. I understand why you had to go. V'lo yinitashtani l'nashik l'bonu l'vnoisna. You didn't give me an opportunity to kiss my sons and my daughters goodbye. Atu skaltas, give a kick what you did. You created this whole mess. Why do you have to do this? And then he tells him, I'm very upset. I'm very disappointed. And really, I should take revenge from you right now. Yesh le'el yodi lasis imachem ra. But you're lucky. And the reason you're lucky is because ve'leikei avichem emesh omer alai leimar. Because I had a dream last night. And in the dream, I was told, yisham alacham midaber im yakov mitoy v'adra. I was told that I have to be very, very careful. So he tells him like this. Nu, v'ata holoi chalachta. Nu, you're leaving. It is what it is. But I have one thing that I don't understand. Why do you have to take my avodah zarah? To add insult to injury, you had to take my avodah zarah. He says, I'll be honest with you. As it relates to your first taina, shirim, tupim, kinah, bimchailis, let's be honest, we've been doing business for a long time. We know each other very, very well. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses. That's not exactly how it was going to play out. Now, as it relates to the fact that you're saying that I stole the trough and I stole the avodah zarah, imashatimtza esaleihecha, I didn't take it. And not just that, I give you permission to search. And whoever it is that you find that has it, and these words came out of the mouth of Yaakov Avinu, lo yichya, he shouldn't live, maskin. If someone took it, lo yichya. And of course, we know the rest of that story. And Yaakov allows Lavan to search, and he searches, then he comes to Rachel, and Rachel says, that ki derech noshem li, I'm sorry, I can't get up, right? The Goyin said, Because the Gemara says Avodah Zarah is Matama Kenida, so she wasn't even lying. She was sitting on the Avodah Zarah, and as a result, it was Taka Oderech Noshimli. Either way, Yaakov continues and he tells Lavan about how hard he worked for him. It was already 20 years at that point. For 20 years, I worked for you so hard. I understand why you're giving me a hard time. He says, I'm asking. And they end up making a deal and they put erect this big stone. Yigar Sadusa, he called it Galeh. A lot of mysterious things going on over here, and they each go in their own way. Anyway, this is the parsha. Again, it's a hard part of the Torah, even though it's parshas Vayetze and the Kindlech learned it in Yeshiva, but it's still a little bit hard to follow everything that's happening over here. But the gist of it is that Yaakov worked for Lavan for 20 years. B'chol koichi avadati es avichem. The Rambam uses Yaakov as his mashal for the poil in the sugyas of Asoicher as a poil. How exactly it's supposed to be done. And then Yaakov leaves in the middle of the night. He leaves in a covert mission. Lavan catches up to him. They have this exchange, the trofen, the p'tir of Rachel. And eventually they make some sort of covenant between each other that we're both going to respect each other and we're going to both go in our own direction. It's Yidua that the Vilna Gaon said, and this Gaon comes from his Pirush on Tikkuni Zayah, that the whole story here between Yaakov and Lavan really is laced with Maisa of a Sin and Labanim that would play itself out again. It would be Chayzev and Neir when the Yidim would leave Mitzrayim. And the Yitzia of Yaakov Mibeitz Lavan had a tremendous Shaychus at its core to the Yitzia of Klai Yisroel Mibeis Lavan. And the guy went on and he gave remez after remez after remez, and he says that's why in the Agada we say Arami Yovedavi, that's where he's supposed to start from, because really the Maisa of a similar bonim of Yitzias Mitzrayim begins with the fact that Lavan left Beis Yaakov. But I just want to tell you a Dover Niflo. I'm going to end with this, and this is in the Hafla. It's Be'ikr in Ponim Yofis in Parshas Vayetze, but if you have the right edition of the Ponim Yofis and the Malakit, all the different places that the Hafla talks about different things that are related to any particular shtickle. So really, it's Malukit from the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Hafla and from different places. But Al-Kopanim, the Hafla goes in a little bit more to the Pnimius, the Kishkes, of what exactly is happening when Yaakov Avinu is working so hard for Lavan and when he leaves Beis Lavan again. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechira of us. He's a poil, that's what he is. There had to be a little bit more that's going on during these 20 years that Yaakov Avinu was working by Beis Lavan. So he says a Davar Nifla, and that is, we're all familiar with an idea that's espoused very much in Sifri Kabbalah and Sifri Chassidus, and that is that a Yid's Avoida in Golos as a Yachid, and Klai Yisrael's Avoida in Golos as a Rabbin, is to remove the nitzotzes of Kedusha that are caught in the klippas. So this is way above my pay grade. But the way the Sifri Chassidus describe this is that when Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Tzadas, there were nitzotzes of Kedusha, the Kedusha of Adam Arishan, Kedem Achet, and there were sparks in it that scattered all over the world. And those sparks make up the Koyach Hachiyuni, the source of life for the klippas. Right, klippas is just a chassidish way and a Kabbalistic way of talking about tumah and evil. Meaning, evil can exist unless it has some nucleus, it has some shayrish of kedusha. Nothing can exist without kedusha. So really, in order for there to be evil in the world, and in order for there to be any ra, any tumah in the world, it has to be that the foundation, the shayrish of it, is kedusha. And the kedusha of all the evil in the world are these sparks, these nitzotzes, that came about and scattered all over the world at the time that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Sfar Makdoshim say that there are resh peches nitzotzes that scattered at the time that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, and it's the gematria of mitoiv v'adra. Mitoiv v'adra is the gematria 288, with the koilel, and that's the Eitz Hadas that was mavchim between toiv and ra, and that's the yisoid of what nitzaitzes are. So what does it mean that the yid of the avoid of the yid is to remove these nitzaitzes, and the avoid of Klai Yisrael is to remove these nitzaitzes? The avoid of the yid is to go through galus, and that's what Klai Yisrael has been doing, and we've gone from place to place, and we've, through our limud haTorah and through our mitzvahs and through the actual exile, we've remove nitzotzes from all these different places, that we've gone to. One of the Mar Mekoymis for this Indian of Nitzayt, I mean, it's everywhere. It's every single page and every Chassidish Sefer. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in a Dover B'itay Ma Toiv Digaway, says this in Parashas Vayigash. He says, Ula Haskel Al Dover Akdim Imre Kadosh, who Reb Shimon Bar Yechoy V'Anshei Soidoi She'amru. Kitama Golis. The reason that we're in Golis is Hu Levare Chelkei HaKedusha HaMefuzorim Ba'anfei HaKlipa. It's to remove all the Chelkei HaKedusha, what we know as Nitzoytzis, from the Anfei HaKlipa, from the Tumah. And he says that what was the place that had the most Tumah? Archaim HaKadosh was Mitzrayim, it was Milei Gelulim, it was Shtufei Zima. And with the Yidu and Mitzrayim, what was their Avoida? Their Avoida was to remove all the Nitzoytzis of Kedusha from Mitzrayim. They succeeded in doing it, and that's the Oymik, says the Archaim HaKadosh. And what Chazal meant, what they said, Vayinatzlu, right? When the Yidden, they went and they removed everything from Mitzrayim. What does it mean they removed everything? Mamish, like there was like there were no fish left in the water. And the oymik of it was is that they removed all the Nitzoytzis, all the Kedusha. And it brings from Darizal that Darizal said that it's for that reason that the Torah says that he's not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Why not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim? Because the whole Siva for Golus is to be mild in Nitzoytzis. And if there's no Nitzoytzis left in Mitzrayim, what are you going back for? You're going to be in Mitzrayim? In Golus, there's an Indian of being mild in Nitzoytzis. But if there's no Nitzoytzis, but that's the Indian. The Indian is that Golus is rampant and all it has, it's all these different Nitzoytzis that you have in Golus, and the void of the year, and the void of Klai Yisrael is to be mild with his Nitzoytzis and return them to Shiroshai. And by doing that, what you do is two things. Number one, you mechazik the Shirish because you bring back these Nitzoytzis. And number two, what you do is you deflate the Tumah because the Tumah can only exist to the extent that you have these Nitzoytzis there. But the minute you remove these Nitzoytzis, at that point, the Tumah is no longer going to be able to exist. So with this little Hakdama, says the Haflan upon him Yofis, that you want to know what was going on when Yaakov was in Beis Lavan. He says, what Yaakov was doing in Beis Lavan is he was trying to be moitzi the Nitzoytzis of Kedusha that were in Lavan. And he says, because you do in Sifrei Kabbalah, as I state in Haflan, that Lavan was the Sheirish HaKlipa. So from all the Klippas and all the Reish Pei Ches Nitzoytzis that there are, the Sheirish HaKlipa was Lavan. And he says, which Klippas or which Nitzoytzis did Lavan have? He said, he had the Nitzoytzis of Chachma and Das. He had Chachma and Bina. And he says, the reason the Klippa of, and the Nitzoytzis of Chachma and Bina would be the Sheirish HaKlippas, because where did the Klippas, where did the Nitzoytzis really come from? It comes from the Chet of the Eitz HaDas. Das comes from the Zivug of Chachma and Bina. So you have Chachma, and then you have Bina. What comes afterwards? Right, that's Chabad. It's Chachma, Bina, and then afterwards you have Das. So the Chet of the Eitz HaDas, which is the Shoyrish of all these Nitzoytzes, which is the Shoyrish of all the Klippos, it's Bishroshoy Das. Das comes from Chachma, Bina, and Lavan had it in Chachma, Bina. Remez Lodavar, Lavan is Lamed Beis Nun. Lamed Beis are the Lamed Beis in the Sivas HaChachma Kiyudua. And the Nun is the Nun Shari Bina. So just to understand this a little bit better, what does it mean Chachma and Bina brings Das? He says Chachma is Mikoyach HaZachar. It's Mitzad HaZachar. That's Pshat in the Gemara Masechtos Yuma Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis that says Ein Chachma Leisha. Bina is Mitzad HaNakeva. That's Pshat in the Gemara Nida Daf Memhe Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that women have Bina Yaseira. So the Zachar of Chachma and the Nakeva of Bina, so what do they beget? What they beget is Das. Lavan had the Klippa of Chachma and the Klippa of Bina, the Klippa of Zachar and the Klippa of Nekeva. He says, that's the Oymek. That's the Oymek of Arami Oyvedavi. And we know that Paroi Loi Gazar Ela Alascharim, but Lavan was Bikesh Laker Asakol. He was Bikesh Laker Asakol. He wanted to be Oyker, Sai the Zachar, which is Chachma, and Tzayid in a Keva, which is Bina. What was Yaakov Avinu's Avoida? Yaakov Avinu's Avoida was to try to unlock it. His Avoida was to try to take out these Nitzoytzes of Chachma and these Nitzoytzes of Bina. Says the Hafla, that Yaakov Avinu was Matzliach, but it was only Matzliach L'chatzon. He was only able to accomplish half. He was able to remove the Nitzoytzes of Chachma, but he wasn't able to remove the Nitzoytzes of Bina. He removed that Nitzoytzis of Chachma. He was able to remove the Lamed Beis, but he wasn't able to remove the Nitzoytzis of Bina, he wasn't able to remove the nun. He says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, that says, Vayignoiv Yaakov, es lev, Lavan Arami. He was able to ganve back the lev. He was able to take the lev of Lavan, the lamid beis nesivas hachachma. That was something he was successful in. But as it relates to being able to remove the nun, that was something he was able to do. And because he couldn't remove the nun, so what happened was, they had no choice, and they had to figure out another way to unlock the nitzutz of Bina. So how did the Yidden had Klai Yisrael unlock the nitzutz of Bina? They went to Mitzrayim, because that's where the klippa went. The klippa went from Lavan and went to Mitzrayim. And when they went to Mitzrayim, that's where it was. And why was it in Mitzrayim, says the Hafla? Because Bina is Nun, it's Nun Shari Bina, and it went to Mitzrayim, which had in it the Nun Shari Tumah. And that was the place where the Nitzutz of Nun Shari Bina was existing. It was Nun Lo'umas Nun. So what was Paris Avoida? Paris Avoida was to, number one, maintain the Nun Shari Bina, but then he already had Shlita on. Paris tried now to take from Klai Yisrael back the Nitzutz of Chachma. Yaakov had already taken it from Lavan, but now Paris trying to get it back. So says the Hafla, that's why you find by Paroi that Paroi was like Gazar El Al Ascharim. Right? Lavan was Bikish Lakar Sakoil. Lavan's Avoida was, he's fighting Yaakov, Sai on the clip of Chachma, Sai on the clip of Bina. But when it came to Paroi, he already had the clip of Bina. And really, what was he fighting? He was trying to take back the clip of Chachma. And that's the Oymek of Paroi, like Gazar El Ascharim, because that's what he's trying to get. And the Hafla says what the Goyin says. That's why we say Arami Ovidavi. That's the Hemshah. And the embassy is Yaakov was Matzliach. He says, that's the oimik of him, love and garity, v'tarig mitzvah shamarity, that I was able to overcome. I was able to steal the lamed beis zivis hakochma. Ablamaisna, I wasn't able to get everything. And because I wasn't able to get everything, so that's why at the end of the day, the Yidden had to go to Mitzrayim. So the only reason the Yidden have to tackle go to Mitzrayim, right? Why did the Yidden end up in Mitzrayim? They end up in Mitzrayim for one reason and one reason only. That's because Yaakov was Matzliach, but he wasn't able to accomplish everything. One of the things that the Hafla says is a Dover Nifla. You may remember this. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Shor Shonogach Tal Vehe, Taflam Betesam Beis Tanu Rabbanon, Shor Cheres Shait Vekotin Shonogach, a Shor that's a Cheres Shait Vekotin that Shtoises, Rabbi Yaakov Meshalim Chatzin Ezek. Rabbi Yaakov has to pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov, my avid day. What did Rabbi Yaakov do? Right? Why is Rabbi Yaakov paying Chatzin Nezek? Eleima, good. Edit, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says you have to pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Hafla says, Shomati, I heard B'shem Mekubalim. That the Mekubalim said that Havamin of the Gemara is a remiss to Rabbi Yaakov, as in Rabbi Yaakov Avinu, as in Rabbi Yaakov Atzadik, Rabbi Yaakov Meshalim Chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Yaakov, Avinu was Matzliach in Chatzin Nezek. He was able to take out and unlock the clip of Chochma, which Pari would fight Klal Yisrael to try to get back. But as it relates to the clip of Bina, that's not something that he was able to do.